课程。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our first class.
唱诗314首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 314.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习以赛亚书。
This morning, I'd like to study the book of Isaiah.
圣经里面有一部分叫先知书。
In the Bible, there's a section called the Book of the Prophets.
所谓先知就是神的代言人。
The prophets were the representatives of God.
在旧约时代，没有像我们现在，有这么完整的圣经。
In the Old Testament, the scriptures that existed at that time were not as whole and complete as the Bible that we have today.
所以神要用先知来传达他的讯息。
And so God, through prophets, spoke to the people.
使以色列百姓能够了解神的心意。
So that the people of Israel would know the way of God.
那以赛亚书是大先知书里面的一卷。
Isaiah is one of the books of the prophets.
那在先知书后面有做小先知书 Minor Prophet.
Of course, after the major prophets, there are smaller books called the Minor Prophets.
这不是先知本身的大小，这是他的这个书信的分量。
And when we refer to a minor prophet as being a minor prophet, it's not referring to whether their work was major or minor, but rather to the length of their scriptural text in the Bible.
那以赛亚书的作者就是以赛亚本身。
Isaiah, of course, wrote the book of Isaiah.
他是南国犹大的先知。
He was a prophet from the southern kingdom of Judah.
我们知道所罗门死了以后
we know that after the death of King Solomon
在他的孩子的手下的国家就分裂作两半
in the hands of his son the kingdom became divided
北国叫做以色列南国叫做犹大
it became divided into two kingdoms the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah
那以赛亚就是做犹大的先知
Isaiah was a prophet from the kingdom of Judah
那在他做先知这个期间经历过四个王
Now during the time of Isaiah four kings he saw the coming and going of four kings
是从他蒙召的时候是乌西亚王
When he came to start working it was during the reign of Uzziah
然后经过约坦
Next was King Jotham
再来就是亚哈斯
And then Ahaz
那再来就是西西家
And then finally Hezekiah
那这个先知跟王的关系是什么
Now what was the relationship between the prophet and the king
先知主要是传达神的信息给王
The prophet delivered God's message to the king
是王在统治这个国家能够遵照神的旨意
So that the king could act in accordance with the will of God.
我们还记得当时撒母耳世代以色列百姓向神求王。
If we recall that it was during the time of Samuel that the people of Israel asked God for a king.
当然神不喜欢。
God of course was unhappy to hear this request.
但是后来神也照他们的要求给他们立王。
But later, in accordance with their request, he granted them a king.
那第一个王扫罗。
First king was Saul.
刚开始做王不久就发生问题。
And not long after he became king, problems started.
所以从以后的立王当中有的好王有的不好的王。
So as things would turn out, there were good kings and there were bad kings.
因为人毕竟是人，人有很多的软弱跟罪性。
That's because the kings were human and human beings have their faults and weaknesses.
如果对神没有敬畏的心他就变成不好的王。
So a king, if the king didn't fear the Lord, then he became a bad king.
如果他敬畏神，他就是好王。
The kings that feared God were good kings.
所以先知的工作很难做，就是常常他要面对有权势的王。
So, the difficulty in being a prophet lay in this, that he had to face to face encounter the Almighty King.
而且常常传达这个王不喜欢听的话。
And often he delivered a message that was not pleasing to the king's ears.
这个是最困难的一点。
That's a tough job.
但是先知的忠心也在这里看出来。
But this reveals the faithfulness of the prophet.
所以一个世代如果没有先知，那个世代就会走迷路，就会堕落。
So if during a period of time there was no prophet, then during that period of time the people went astray from the way of God.
所以先知在旧约时代扮演非常重要的角色。
So the prophet had a very important role in the Old Testament.
那如果这个王顺从，听从神传达给他们的话，
On the other hand, if the king obeyed the word of God that was delivered to him,
神就祝福他们,
then God would bless him,
与他们同在,
and God would be with him and the people.
那以赛亚作王从公元前745年到695年。
Isaiah was the prophet during time 745 to 695 BC.
大概做先知大约50年。
This was about 50 years.
这个50年呢当然是相当长的时间了。
50 years is a long time.
我们想想看如果30岁开始上班。
Say you start working when you're 30 years old.
50年就是80岁才退休。
50 years later, you retire at age 80.
但是我们做的工作都是我们想要做的。
But we get to choose what kind of job we take on.
那你不喜欢做你就换工作。
If we don't like our job, then we switch jobs.
但是这50年以赛亚所做的工作是神要他做的。
But for these 50 years, Isaiah performed whatever job God wanted him to do.
但是如果我们看整个以赛亚书，
If we go through the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚书里面在描写以色列百姓信仰的衰退。
Isaiah talks about the downfall of the people of Israel.
然后他传达信息要叫他们悔改。
And Isaiah called them to repentance.
这个工作经过50年。
This type of work persisted over 50 years.
所以这个工作不好做。
This was not an easy job to do.
但是他很忠心能够做到底。
But Isaiah faithfully performed his duties.
那以赛亚这个名字叫做主拯救。
Isaiah, the name itself means the Lord saves.
我们知道这个主后来降世为人就是主耶稣。
Of course we know that our Lord came in the flesh, that is Jesus Christ.
所以以赛亚书里面呢又可以看出神对选民的拯救。
So from Isaiah we can see how God saves his people.
因此以赛亚书又称作旧约的福音书。
Isaiah was one of the Gospels in the Old Testament.
因为这个以赛本身就是主拯救的意思。
Because Isaiah means the Lord saves.
这也可以说这本书的重要一个主题。
So this is one of the important themes of Isaiah.
所以他又称为弥赛亚的先知。
So he was considered a messianic prophet.
我们可以看约翰福音十二章。
We can turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章
John chapter 12
41节
John chapter 12 verse 41
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀就指着他说这个话我们看40节
And verse 40
主叫他们瞎了眼硬了心免得他们眼睛看见心里明白回转过来我就医治他们这里在引用以赛亚书的话
This passage refers to text from Isaiah.
然后41节解释。
In 41, it describes and explains the passage.
以赛亚看见他的荣耀。
In 41, it says Isaiah saw Jesus' glory.
所以在差不多公元800年前。
So about 800 BC.
七八百年后。圣经已经预言主耶稣会降临。
The Bible had already prophesied about the coming of Jesus.
所以这个以赛亚本身他是弥赛亚的一个先知。
So Isaiah is a so-called messianic prophet.
那以赛亚书的背景。
Now Isaiah's background, the time historical background.
我们读旧约圣经，我们所看到的都是 以色列百姓的历史。
In the Old Testament, we read about the history of the kingdom of Israel and the people of Israel.
所以读圣经可以有两种的方式来读。
So we can study the Bible in two fashions.
第一个就是从平常的历史观点来读。
A first fashion would be just reading history.
第二个就是从属灵的观点来读。
Of course, the second way to read the Bible is from a spiritual viewpoint.
那为什么我们不是以色列人，我们需要读以色列人的历史。
Why is it that although we are not Israelites or Jewish, we study the history of the people of Israel?
因为以色列人是神的选民。
That's because the people of Israel were the chosen people of God.
所以在他们的历史当中，我们可以看出神跟他们的关系是什么关系。
So from studying their history, we find out what kind of relationship the people of God had with God.
他们跟神之间的约是什么约?
And what kind of covenant did they strike with God the Creator?
那他们跟神之间是如何的互动?
What kind of action and interaction did they have?
这是神跟他选民的关系。
This is the relationship of God and His people.
那今天这个神的选民就是我们每一个人。
Of course, today, God's chosen people are us.
在以赛亚书已经预言主耶稣的救恩要临到外邦。
In Isaiah, it had already prophesied that the gospel of salvation would be spread to non-Israelites.
所以借着主耶稣，我们都做亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And so, through Jesus Christ, we have all become the offspring of Abraham.
所以我们要承受神应许给亚伯拉罕那天上的福分。
And so it is, we need to take hold of this sonship that God has granted the people who are descended from Abraham.
所以我们在读以色列民的历史，主要是从这个历史当中来学习属灵的教训。
So when we study the history of the people of Israel,We're trying to glean the spiritual teachings from there.
因此有时候我们需要了解他们的一些历史上的背景。
So it's important to know something about their historical background.
所以我们才知道这个里面所记载的一些人事物怎么在演变。
So we can know how the people, the times, and all the different events, fall into place.
那北国的以色列与亚兰王联合要来攻南国犹大。
What happened was the northern kingdom of Israel had allied itself with the king of Aram to invade Judah.
这个亚兰王大概是现在的叙利亚。
Aram is probably modern day Syria.
要来攻犹大国。
And they wanted to invade Judah.
那以赛亚阻止犹大与亚述结盟。
Isaiah was trying to keep the southern kingdom of Judah from forming a counter-alliance with Assyria.
因为亚述当时是一个强国。
Because Assyria was another country that was very powerful at the time.
所以很自然的犹大王想说跟强国在政治上联合，能够来抵挡北国跟亚兰的攻击。
So of course, Judah tried to ally itself with another powerful country in order to protect itself from Aram and Israel.
但是在神看来，以色列百姓是神的选民。
But in God's eyes, the people of Israel, Israel were a chosen people.
所以他们遇到困难应该是依靠天上的神，而不是依靠拜外邦神的那个外国的势力。
So when they encountered problems and difficulty, they should have turned to their own God, the God of all heaven and earth, instead of turning to a people of another nation who worshipped a foreign God.
所以在以赛亚书我们可以看出来，当他们真的全心依靠神的时候，神本身替他们解决困难。
So from reading Isaiah, we can see that when the people of Israel turned to God, God solved their problems.
但是他们要依靠外国的势力，不依靠他们的神，结果带来的就是羞辱。
But if they tried to depend on foreign gods and foreign peoples, then God disciplined them.
因此神斥责犹大，下面北国于720年 BC 为亚述所败。
Now the northern kingdom of Israel fell to Assyria in 721 BC.
那神就斥责犹大与埃及结盟，要抵挡亚述的威胁。
And Judah allied itself with Egypt, and God rebuked Judah for this.
啊，因为这个亚述本来犹大要跟他结盟，后来这个亚述也来攻犹大。
What happened was, although Judah had tried to ally itself with Assyria, Assyria turned around and tried to conquer Judah.
那现在犹大就想要跟另外一个强权埃及结盟。
And so Judah tried to ally itself with yet another foreign power that was Egypt.
来抵挡亚述。
To counter Assyria.
这个也是神不喜欢的。
This yet again was displeasing to God.
所以到三十章我们会再来详细的查考。
So in chapter 30, we will study this.
那亚述于701年攻犹大。
Syria conquered Judah.
在西西家因为遇到这么大的困难他就全心靠神。
In 701 BC, and King Hezekiah relied on God, and therefore Assyria withdrew.
那后来亚述王就败退了。
So they did not conquer Judah.
那因为罪，以赛亚预言犹大会被掳到巴比伦。
Because of sin, Israel prophesied that the people of Judah would be captured to Babylon.
所以我们在读整个以色列的历史，我们可以看到历史的这个外在的表象的后面有一个真正的原因。
So we can see that behind the historical facts there was a reason.
但是我们常常是看到历史在演变这个很表面的现象，而找不出它真正的原因。
But sometimes we just see the historical facts without understanding the true goings-ons behind the scene.
比方说，犹大被掳到巴比伦。
For instance, why was Judah captured to Babylon?
我们可以很表面的解释，因为巴比伦是强权，那犹大很弱所以自然的他就把它并吞了。
A simple explanation would be that Babylon was very powerful, and so they conquered Judah.
因为在世界上，我们看一个强权到最后没落，另外一个强权又把它吞了。
Because as things turn out in this world, we see that powerful nations arise, later they fall, another powerful nation arises.
所以这只是世界历史演变的一个很自然的现象而已。
So this is just the drama of the world.
但是如果我们从圣经看起来，不是这样。
But when we study the Bible, we find that this is not all there is to it.
因为以色列民是神的选民。
Because Israel was the chosen people of God.
他们是属神的。
They belong to God.
那神是历史的主宰。
God is the master of history.
所以当这个神的子民这个国度被人打败，这里面一定有一个原因。
So if God's chosen people are conquered,by other people, then there's certainly a reason.
因为如果神跟这个子民同在，这个国是你没有办法打败的。
Because if God is with His chosen people, there's no way that the chosen people would be conquered.
那这个神的子民被打败，被掳到巴比伦当奴隶，这个就是神没有跟他们同在。
The chosen people of God were defeated by Babylon and exiled to Babylon in slavery.
那为什么神的子民神不跟他同在？
Why was it that God forsook his people?
就是因为人有罪，不愿意悔改。
It's because his people had sinned and were unwilling to repent.
所以我们在读这个当时先知那些历史的背景，我们可发现主要原因人受苦是因为人的罪。
So from the books of the prophets, we discovered that the main reason human beings suffer is because of their sin.
但是以赛亚预言神要兴起波斯王古列使被掳的百姓归回。
Isaiah also prophesied the rise of Cyrus, the king of Persia, to allow the exiles to return home.
他不是预测，他是预言。
He prophesied that.
我们常常有天气预测。
Often we try to predict the weather.
但是常常错误。
Of course, often the weather forecasters are wrong.
但是神的预言没有一次错误。
However, on the other hand, the prophecies of God have never fallen flat.
因为神知道未来。
Because God knows the future.
所以虽然神说他们要被掳。
And so, even though God, people said that,
他们要被掳到巴比伦。
That they would be exiled to Babylon.
但神也预言他们会回来。
But God also prophesied that they would return.
而且连这个王的名字波斯王古列都写出来。
God even prophesied which king it would be and of which country, Cyrus the king of Persia.
这是真的是这神是神的作为。
This is the doings of God.
哦，那这个预言在公元前538年实现。
And this prophecy was fulfilled in the year 538 BC.
这是整个我们在以赛亚书在读的时候一个历史的背景。
This is the historical background in which the book of Isaiah was written.
哦，那以赛亚书到底在讲什么？
Now what did Isaiah talk about?
因为以赛亚书一共有66卷。
And there are 66 chapters in the book.
那我们如果对以赛亚书需要有一个了解，我们需要把66卷至少要读一遍。
If we truly want to understand the book of Isaiah, we need to read all 66 chapters.
那我们就能够真的知道它里面在讲什么。
Then we can truly understand what it's about.
那这个66卷合起来到底在讲什么？
Now together, what message did Isaiah deliver?
就在讲神的公义跟神的慈爱。
Isaiah was talking about God's justice and God's mercy.
神有两个重要的个性。
God has two important characteristics.
一个是他是公义的。
First is justice.
那一个是他是慈爱的。
And the second is mercy.
但是这样讲很抽象，我们很难了解。
This is very abstract and we sometimes have difficulty understanding it.
所以就借着以色列百姓这个历史演变当中，神怎么借先知传达警告，他们怎么回应神的警告，在这个互动当中把神的公义跟慈爱把它表现出来。
So when we look at Isaiah, we see how God instructed his people and how the people responded, and from that we can understand God's justice and mercy.
第一章到三十九章，
From chapter 1 to chapter 39,
他讲神的公义。
These chapters focus on God's judgment.
这个神的公义，如果我们看下面的分段。
If we look at the outline that follows,
第一章到第六章，神对犹大的审判。
In chapter 1 to chapter 6, Isaiah prophesies judgment against Judah.
第七章到十二章，对以色列的审判。
In chapter 7 to 12, it's talking about judgment against Israel.
十三章到二十三章，对列国的审判。
Chapters 13 to 23 refer to judgment against the nations.
二十四章到二十七章，审判与应许。
Chapters 24 to 27 talk about the return of the exiles.
28章到33章有六个灾祸。
Chapters 28 to 33 refer to six woes.
34章到35章审判与应许。
And from chapter 34 to 35 it talks about prophecies of judgment and promise.
36章到39章叫审判的结果，就是流亡到巴比伦。
And in chapters 36 to 39, Isaiah talks about the exile to Babylon. That is the fulfillment of judgment.
所以从第一章到三十九章啊，虽然里面有一些神的安慰跟应许，但是大部分都在讲审判。
So from chapters 1 to 39, even though there's written God's comfort and consolation, the majority of the text refers to judgment.
这个就是在表明神的公义。
This talks about the just nature of God.
所以神不能够容许他的百姓活在罪里面。
God could not tolerate his chosen people living in sin.
因此在罪当中的百姓，神警告他们要回头，不然要面对审判。
So in the midst of their sin, God commanded them to return and repent of them.
那从四十章到六十六章。
Chapters 40 to 66
是在讲神的怜悯。
Talks about God's mercy,
神的安慰。
God's comfort,
神应许的实现。
And God's prophecy,
神的祝福。
That God would bless them.
所以我们整个以赛亚书可以看到神的公义的后面就是慈爱。
So from Isaiah we can see that after judgment comes mercy.
神的慈爱里面含有公义。
And even in God's mercy, there is justice.
所以这两个是并行的。
These two are together.
所以有时候我们在家庭里面呢，你只有慈爱没有公义，你也很难教小孩子。
So if we look at a family life, if there's only mercy or love and no justice, then it's hard to raise a child.
这小孩子会被宠坏啊。
This child will be spoiled.
但是在家庭里面，如果只有公义没有慈爱。
On the other hand, if a house is full only with justice and no love or mercy,
可能这个小孩子到青少年以后大概就离家出走了。
It's very possible that after adolescence or after a child turns of certain age, you'll leave the house.
因为没有公义的地方怎么，没有慈爱的地方怎么吸引人？
Because without mercy, without love, there's no attraction.
那没有公义怎么离开罪？
However, without justice, one cannot depart from sin.
所以这两个都需要。
So it's important that justice and mercy go hand in hand.
那从第一章到三十九章，
From chapter 1 to 39,
我们可以看到犹大国的危机啊，不只是外在一个强权政治势力的威胁。
Judah was
亚述的威胁。
Was being threatened by Assyria.
这个不只是他的危机，不只是这一点而已。
Not just this.
啊，他更大的危机。
There were bigger problems.
啊，是以色列百姓的信仰问题。
The bigger threat was from the unfaithfulness of the people.
但是问题就是以色列百姓只看到外国这个亚述要攻打他们，啊，所带来的危险。
The most sad thing was that the people of Israel could only see the threat from Assyria.
他们看不清楚自己灵性上的问题。
They could not see their own spiritual faults and weaknesses.
或者说，他们看得出自己灵性的问题，但是他们不愿意改变。
Or perhaps they could see their own spiritual faults and weaknesses, but were unwilling to change.
这是最大的问题。
This was even greater threat.
有时候最可怕的不是癌症。
Sometimes the most scary thing is not cancer.
最可怕的是。有癌症，但是我们不知道有癌症。
But the most scary thing is having cancer and not knowing it.
这个是可怕的。
That's truly scary.
所以以色列百姓的信仰有问题，但是他们不知道有问题。
So the people of Israel, they had problems with their spirituality, but they didn't realize it.
但从整个以赛亚书，我们知道那个问题在乎社会没有公义。
From the book Isaiah, we can tell that there was no justice in the society. We know that God is a just God.
神的选民啊，这个国家里面没有公义，这是神不能接受的。
So, if a society of God's chosen people does not have justice, this is intolerable to God.
因为这个违反神的本性。
Because it goes against God's very nature.
除非他们改变。不然公义的神没有办法与他们同
在。The chosen people of Israel needed to repent, otherwise the just God could not tolerate them.
所以人要怎么跟神能够亲近呢？
So how is it that we can draw near to God today?
不但我们要了解神的本性。
Not only do we need to understand the nature of God,
我们要改变跟神的本性一样。
But we need to change our own nature to become more like the nature of God.
那我们就可以亲近神，神也愿意亲近我们。
In that fashion,We can draw near to God, and God will draw near to us.
所以当时的社会不公义，这是神不能接受的。
So if that society was an unjust society, this was intolerable in God's eyes.
所以在当时的这个社会里面很多的罪。
Because in that society there was much sin.
那还有更可怕的是以色列百姓拜偶像。
Even worse, the people of Israel worshipped idols.
所有的罪里面最严重是拜偶像。
The greatest sin of them all is to worship an idol.
因为神是忌邪的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
神不能够容许偶像存在。
God cannot tolerate the existence of any idol.
所以他们拜偶像，这是神愤怒的一件事情。
So this angered God and brought on his fury.
这是选民信仰的一个危机。
These were the problems of the chosen people.
那我们现在生活也是一样。
Today, we may have these problems.
任何跟偶像的东西啊，连一点点都不能放在我们家里面。
We must not have anything to do with idol worshiping, even if it's just a small token.
不是我们的神怕偶像。
It's not that our God fears idols.
是神是忌邪的。
But God is a jealous God.
他不愿意我们跟偶像有任何关系。
He wants us to have nothing to do with idols.
那偶像也有可能是无形的。
Idols, of course, can be invisible.
取代神，那个就是偶像。
Anything that replaces God in our lives is an idol.
那我们看现在人的头脑里面，什么取代了神？
So what in today's society has replaced God?
我想很多人就是我们本身期待的神。
In many people's hearts, the human self, the human being has replaced God.
我就是我的主人。
I am my own master.
我为自己活。
I live for myself.
那我们已经期待的神。
Well, then we have replaced God in our hearts.
我们后来会提到以赛亚书中的神。
We will talk about the God of the book of Isaiah.
你可以我们再进一步来讨论。
And we will study it further.
那他劝百姓要信靠全能的神过公义的生活。
Isaiah encouraged the people of Israel to rely on the just God to live their lives.
然后他对以色列百姓的圣者对这个以色列百姓所拜这个圣洁的神呢、对骄傲跟顽梗 的百姓有一个很重要的讯息。
Now, there was an important message that Isaiah delivered to these proud and stubborn people.
也就是神赐福给对他忠心的人。
That is that God blesses the faithful.
神要报应对他不忠心的人。
And God punishes the faithless.
这是神对人的一个绝对的要求。
That's a very simple principle.
今天这个原则是应用在我们身上。
This principle exists today in our very lives.
神对我们的要求。
This is what God wants from us.
我们要对他忠心。
God wants us to be faithful.
对神不忠心这是神不能接受的。
If we are faithless, this is unacceptable.
在40章到66章。
From chapters 40 to 66,
神的怜悯怎么表现出来呢？
God expresses his compassion.
当他们被掳到巴比伦。
After the Israelites were exiled to Babylon,
神应许被掳的人归回。
God promised that he would restore the people.
神惩罚他们是因为爱他们。
God punishes his people because he loves them.
所以惩罚他们是要他们改变，不是要毁灭他们。
So God punishes his people in order that they might return and repent, not to destroy them.
这个是人跟人之间很大的不同。
This is very different from human beings.
如果有一个人是你的仇敌，
If you have an enemy,
你希望把他毁掉，
you want to destroy him.
因为这里面没有爱，
because there is no love.
但是以色列百姓变成神的仇敌。
On the other hand, the people of Israel were the enemies of God.
神惩罚他，神不是要毁灭他。
But God punished them not to destroy them.
神希望最后一个让他们受苦的方法，让他们能够觉悟回头。
God was using their defeat to punish them to let them suffer so that they would return to him.
当他们归回，他们的心归回向神，神就把他们带回来这个应许之地。
And once their hearts returned to God, then God brought them back to the promised land.
在以赛亚书里面，我们可以看到神是主宰历史的全能者。
From the book of Isaiah, we realize that God is the master of history.
他掌管一切。
He controls everything,
包括每一个个人，
including each and every one of us,
包括国家的一个王，
including the leaders of nations,
包括历史的演变，
and including how the twists and turns of history.
这个都是在神的掌管之下。
These are all in the control of God.
所以他预言主的仆人的来到。
Isaiah even prophesied about the coming of the servant of the Lord.
这个主的仆人就是主耶稣。
The servant of the Lord, of course, is Jesus Christ.
他要来建设弥赛亚荣耀的国度。
Jesus Christ comes to establish a messianic kingdom.
比方说我们每一个人啊，这个都是偶然所生出来的。
We have all been born of the flesh.
偶然的，就是说在历史里面呢、因为你爸爸跟你妈妈结婚就偶然就生出来。
It's nature that your father and mother got married and had a baby.
但是只有耶稣的降生不是偶然的。
It's just Jesus' birth was not of the flesh.
因为在旧约时代几百年前呢已经就有预言了。
Because Jesus' birth had been prophesied even 700 years before.
这是神的计划。
This is God's plan.
然后到了这个计划神的时间到了主耶稣就被生出来。
And once the time was appropriate, Jesus was born.
所以他来要建设弥赛亚荣耀的国度。
So Jesus came to establish a messianic kingdom.
因此以赛亚书的开始你可以看到他是在讲以色列百姓。
So from Isaiah, we can see that Isaiah is writing about the people of Israel.
但是以赛亚书的后面就是在讲选民，就是你跟我。
But the hidden meaning is talking about the chosen people of God, that is you and me.
以赛亚书的开始是在讲地面那个以色列民的国度。
From the get-go, Isaiah is talking about the physical kingdom of Judah.
但是以赛亚书到后面要结束的时候就已经进入到属灵了神的国度。
But by the end of Isaiah, he's talking about the spiritual kingdom of God.
以赛亚书开始是在讲地面的，到最后是在讲天上的。
He starts out from the world and ends up in heaven.
新天新地。
Talks about a new heaven and new earth.
以赛亚在当时是讲当时的世代，但是到以赛亚书要结束的时候，他是在讲永远的来世。
Isaiah starts talking about the contemporary events of his time.But ends up talking about things of eternity.
这个是先知书里面的共同一个很重要的一个方向。
This is a paradigm found over and over again in the books of the prophets.
比方说我们查考过耶利米以西结书。
For instance, if we study the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书提到圣殿被毁。
Ezekiel talks about the temple of God destroyed.
那是讲所罗门所盖的殿。
Talking about the temple that King Solomon built.
是物质的。
This is a physical temple.
但是以西结书到最后是讲有一个殿要盖到山上。
But at the end of Ezekiel, he writes about the spiritual temple built on the mountain.
那是属灵的。
This is not of this world.
那个是荣耀的。
This is a spiritual temple filled with glory.
所以从这些先知书的讯息里面，我们已经可以看到，在旧约时代已经可以看到有一个很荣耀属灵的国度要来到。
So from the Old Testament prophets, we can tell that there will be a glorious spiritual kingdom.
这是一个预言。
This is the prophecy.
那现在真教会的建立，使徒教会的建立，后来真教会的再现，这个就是预言的实现。
This prophecy was fulfilled with the coming of the apostolic church. And of today's church.
所以这我读以赛亚书对我们现在的世代每一个人其实都有相当的关系。
And that is how the book of Isaiah applies to us today.
那在以赛亚书里面我们可以看到几个很重要的神学的要点。
There's very important points from the book of Isaiah.
我们看下面。第一个就是以色列的神。
First is that God is the God of Israel.
在这个整个以赛亚书里面
throughout the book of Isaiah,
我们可以把神归纳做几点。
We can see several points about God.
第一个他是圣洁的。
First is that God is holy.
第二个神是慈爱。
Secondly, he is compassionate.
第三个神是自主的，他是他自己的主人。
And that God is his own master.
第四个神是无所不知的神。
And fourthly, God is omniscient and omnipotent.
所以以赛亚书本身就是在描写神的存在跟他的作为。
So Isaiah talks about God's existence and his actions.
如果把神拿掉就没有以赛亚书。
Without God, there is no book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的存在就证明有神。
The existence of the book Isaiah testifies to the existence of God.
那在以赛亚书里面我们可以看到神跟人的关系。
And the book Isaiah shows us the relationship between man and God.
从神看起来我们人在他面前是赤露敞开的。
We are very unworthy in God's eyes.
就是每一个人在神面前神都知道我们，而且我们没有秘密，在神面前里没有秘密。
But God knows everything and anything about us. There's no secrets.
有时候夫妻结婚很久我们还是 不了解配偶。
Sometimes a husband and wife are married for a while and they still do not really understand each other.
有时候父母也很难了解孩子。
Sometimes parents have problems understanding their children.
但是神完全了解我们。
But God fully understands us.
了解我们的过去。
Understands our past.
了解我们的现在。
Our present.
甚至神了解我们的未来。
And of course our future.
但是我们倒过来看。
But if we turn things around.
人了解神多少。
How much do we understand about God?
我们差不多是一无所知。
It's probably insignificant amount.
那这是一个问题。
This is a problem.
所以我们要来追求认识神。
So we need to pursue the knowledge of God.
使我们的信仰能够更稳固。
So that our faith can be strengthened and stabilized.
使我们人生的追求方向更正确。
So that we can fashion our pursuits in this life to that of the way of God.
所以我们要来从以赛亚书学习以色列的神。
So from the book of Isaiah, we want to study the God of Israel.